Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second, the right fielder, Jim Marshall. Batting third, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting seventh, the catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Taylor Phillips. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Taylor Phillips. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting third, the first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is hit by the pitch. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Taylor goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball four. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tanner, who is chasing the ball. Skinner reaches third base with a triple. Stewart goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Groat fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Pirates. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tanner. Foyles reaches second base with a double. Groat goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Pirates. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-1 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phillips picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Phillips. Foyles scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Pirates. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Foyles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Skinner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Pirates. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. John Buzzard now pitching. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards second. Taylor scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 5. And the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams pinch hits for John Buzzard. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend strikes out. Two outs. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 0 for 2 in the game. Verdun hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Skinner hits a pop-up towards third. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tanner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Foyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tanner. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski strikes out. 1 out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 2 in the game. Friend hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gorrell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Foyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend fires over to first and Stewart drops the ball. That's an error on Stewart. Taylor moves to second. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Pirates. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dave Hillman now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 3 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Bright pinch runs for Dick Stewart. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Skinner hits a pop-up towards third. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. R.C. Stevens now playing first base. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tanner hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thomas strikes out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tanner. Mazeroski reaches second base with a double. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tanner, who is chasing the ball. Groat reaches third base with a triple. Mazeroski scores. It's 6-2, Pirates. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 3 in the game. Friend hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gorrell strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.